The beginning lines of St. James this morning, I think, give us a framework to kind of have a focus for the scriptures and maybe a theme this weekend. And he says, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every foul practice. And thus we know how Jesus then had to kind of address maybe some of this animosity or discussion, if you will, in the gospel today. But we know that the human condition is complicated. Some say it's deep. Experts know that the moment we think about the human condition, that it's connected to the impact or the effects of original sin, because it leaves a lasting imprint upon the soul. We're cleansed of original sin, but we have capabilities to not only seek evil, but to do evil or wrong things. The church fathers, or the early monastics, were realistic about this dark side of human nature, represented sometimes by violent outbursts and even those intentions or evil deeds. The Desert Fathers also recognized that such behavior, and at different times were aware of it, especially that when they spent time in the desert alone, that the demons would somehow arise and they must be named and claimed in order to be tamed. But we might say that really some of those evils are connected to what we would say or very similar to the seven capital sins, huh? Of anger, lust, envy, gluttony, jealousy, selfish ambition, and pride. And they somehow become this infectious web that can not only harm an individual or relationships, but the greater part of God and the kingdom and even a church. And thus the church fathers always said that as we try to understand and grow in conversion and holiness, that the wisdom of God and the balance of emotions and temperament happens because we contemplate the wisdom of God. And then we somehow try to find this balance that we could then love God and neighbor. And thus Jesus again reminds us about this challenge to grow in love, but to know that it happens sometimes in humility. So as we ponder the gospel for a moment, I want us just to think about this story. It's about a grandmother who took her 5-year-old grandson for his yearly doctor appointment, and he was going to get his yearly flu shot. And so as the nurse was preparing the syringe, she asked him, she said, "Young man, did you have any reaction to the shot last year?" And right away, the young boy didn't hesitate and said, "Yes." And so being curious and cautious, she said, "Well, what kind of reaction did you have?" He said, "I screamed." I think that's, for me, one of the reactions that almost Jesus had to have when he shared with his disciples the second time already this part of his mission. And there was a complete ignorance, or they totally ignored him and became self-focused, huh? That he had to be a little bit frustrated and maybe disappointed. So today it says, it's the second time, it's only about a chapter later after last week's first real revelation, that Jesus is going on his way to Jerusalem, he's going to die and will rise. And today it says they kind of leave and walk through Galilee, and he tells them a second time, and there is no recognition of that challenge. It says maybe that they were afraid to question and didn't understand, but that's it. But there was no compassion, there was no wonderment expressed. They became self-focused. And so we know that as they journeyed, that they had some probably tense conversations about who was the greatest. And so Jesus began to recognize what this evil can do to people. It's more than just competition, huh? But it's a certain kind of unhealthy infestation of some other kind of evil intent, maybe, that can cause havoc in people's lives and in a community. And Jesus knew that. And thus he addressed it. So he called the 12 together, sat them down, and then said, if anyone really wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. Truly an act and a teaching of humility, a teaching of self-giving to the point saying, I'm not important, but others are, and especially God. The master challenged the 12 also to maybe, as one commentator would say, to not think less of themselves, but to think of themselves less often, and to think of more of about our neighbor or others. Thus, this challenge of the gospel today, as we know, and the invitation to discipleship means that we truly have to have a certain kind of sensibility as well as a compassion for others' needs and sometimes their challenges. And then how do we respond? The invitation to not be great by exalting oneself, but yet to honor others because we care about them. We want to show service and care and generosity. And thus then, there is a balance. There is a certain kind of dignity that is acknowledged and fostered. I want to end with another analogy, this gospel. So yesterday when I was praying, I thought of this story. And I'm not an expert in sports history or anything like that, but I think I read that there was a story about Gale Sayers, who was a former professional football player, and he wore a necklace around, and it said, I'm number 3. And it goes like this, that he explained, saying that I had to wear this so I would make sure that I don't get caught up in this whole fiasco of saying I'm the greatest, but to say that God was number 1, my family and friends were number 2, and then I was number 3. And so it's always a great reminder to me, you know, that also 3, the number of the Trinity, reminds us too that if we have this correct hierarchy, our life is in balance, and most of all, God is honored as well as others. Let us praise him and let us try our best to be aware of times where we can get caught up in certain things that might challenge us, but most of all, that we maintain a humble attitude where God is exalted and we offer this gift of God by our prayer and service.